You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. And for the last time in 2020, we check in with Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Hi, Omari.
Hello, Lisa.
I think I can speak for both of us to say that we're the type of people who like to look forward. But since it is our last episode of this oh-so-interesting year, perhaps we should look back at what it has been like and what we've learned. Are you good with that?
Completely. I'm happy to look back, only because I know that we're going to be in a better place.
Yeah.
I don't know. How many days until 2021?
When did we last see each other? When did we last record one of these episodes in person?
You know, Lisa, our last episode aired March 12th. That's a Thursday, March 12th. And that was a day where, at least in Michigan, everything came to a head.
Wow.
Related to coronavirus. And I remember I was on back-to-back calls that day, helping people in the art sector try to make sense of all the news that was coming out and that was changing every moment. It's kind of a wild time when I think back and think about the confusion, but yeah. Lisa, we've come a long way. Cheers to us.
For me personally, it's sad to think that it's been that long that I've seen you in person. We still continue the conversation here, though, on the phone, so we can both stay socially distanced and healthy.
And, you know, Lisa, the last time that we were in person, we had that really warm and fuzzy conversation about the Prison Arts Program. It was their 25th anniversary exhibition for the Prison Creative Arts Project at the University of Michigan, and it was such a great show. And so I will say the last time that I saw you in person, I have really great memories.
And that was a very impactful interview, I thought, as well.
Yes, totally. And Lisa, then we clearly moved right into just like almost exclusive pandemic talk. WEMU was a real resource for all of us in the community for figuring out what was happening, what to do, where to go. And I remember in April, we ended up spending a good bit of time just talking about resources for the creative sector and what, you know, where people could turn to for information and financial support. We were talking about the National Endowment for the Arts as a resource back then. It was a wild time.
I often refer to you as a state and local arts leader, so you've definitely seen the impact of this pandemic on the visual arts. Can you tell us how it's changed or what that impact looks like?
It's been just, you know, not to sugarcoat anything, pretty devastating. The arts and culture organizations in our community and certainly across the country have been some of the, they were some of the first to close. They have some of the most close contact activities. I mean, we love the arts because we, you know, love hands-on activities. We love being close to the creative process. And those are the things that are the most challenged these days. And so there's then, and we're also likely the last to open. And so the folks in the creative sector are really in a tough spot trying to figure out how to serve audiences, how to do their work. And, you know, we do have some allies in both the kind of charitable world and government agencies who are getting resources to our sector. But I'll say, you know, this is just a bit of an advocacy point. Too often, theaters, galleries, music venues are not considered small businesses. And what that means is that we end up getting shut out of a lot of economic development dollars. Arts organizations have been very important to downtown economies and main streets. And it's our hope that, you know, as we start to share more stories about how important the arts are to communities, that people will start to see that the arts are really important to support now. They always have been, but especially now, because they define communities culturally, socially, and economically.
I remember one of our conversations. What month was it when we talked to the University of Michigan Museum of Art?
That was in May, where we talked about their UMA at Home program, because they had, you know, understood that, well, we're not doing anything in person for a while, and so let's just build out a set of robust programs. And so, you know, we ended up having a fun conversation about the different learning experiences, ways you could explore the gallery.
And they were seeing a lot more activity online, is why I think the point I was working towards.
Oh, yeah. And very clear data about a surge in web traffic and clicks that was really kind of exciting to see that people were taking their work online. And you know, across the field, we've seen more digital engagement.
Right.
But, you know, Lisa, one of the curious bits about that is that now we have it that our beloved arts organizations and artists locally are now competing digitally with Netflix and YouTube videos of influencers, all these things. And so, you know, it's just a changed world. But I feel good about what we've been seeing in our local landscape of people trying to innovate and work differently in digital spaces.
Speaking of our local landscape, I know for me, I spent a lot more time outside these past few months than I typically would have. And one of the big projects that we just talked about, I think last month, is Arts Alliance helped sponsor some murals outside, including one on the pavement, on the ground at a major Ann Arbor intersection.
Yes, on the ground at the intersection of, what is it, Main and Liberty Street.
Right.
Yeah, giant mural. And so, and then, you know, like you said, there were ones on sidewalks additionally. And, you know, it was just nice to see art popping up throughout our community. I'm going to mention his name because I want to tickle you. You know, we're used to seeing David Zinn do that around town. And it was nice to see in the pandemic, you know, those flashes of color and artistic energy at a time when, you know, honestly, so many of us are feeling a little gray inside.
Yeah, so much joy brought by his creations and all the artists who have shared their work with us outside where we can be socially distanced and hopefully healthy. So here we are as we wrap up our last episode of 2020. Who knows what 2021 will bring? Hopefully something better. What's your vision for the next year in the visual arts, Amari?
My vision is of vaccines having made their way through communities in such a way that people feel more comfortable coming together around artistic experiences in person. So one, I'm very hopeful for that. Two, I am hopeful that people will have really embraced what they've learned about working digitally, and that, you know, in 2021, we'll start to see even more creative projects, activities that blend in-person and digital experiences in new ways that are really even more exciting and are represent people having made, what is it, lemonade out of lemons. So that's the other thing I hope to see. And then certainly I hope to see our community continue to rally around artists and arts organizations and help them in whatever way they can in 2021 through what will continue to be a pretty rough year and a kind of a transitional year. And so it's about community, it's about creativity, all those things. And hopefully, Lisa, I hope to see you too.
I will count down the days till we are back together in the studio recording Art and Soul, the Visual Arts. Omari Rush, thank you so much for what you bring to this segment and to our community, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Lisa.